Schuss zu der Rösch Köln, Chavar Köln, Teulam. Usually when I come here, I have a little more time, I prepare to speak. I can remember one year I did on Yud Gimel Midas in the Ikri Amunah as they, and the Siddhas, vis-a-vis how the Rambam writes them, they don't match up at all. Let's talk about that, I had time to do it. So when I came here, everybody understands that Shulchan Aruch, all of Shulchan Aruch is Choshev, but it's not equally Choshev. I just heard by Mincha, Nochan Loima Vayadaber before Mincha. That's not the same halacha like in Sifalov, the Shvis Hashem Lanagdi Summit, Klal Godel Bavodis Hashem. The more encompassing mitzvah, halachas, more encompassing. And there's some that have namavamatl chashivas or anything. We understand that some that they're not on the same level of importance. So I was trying to pick out some things that these are more inclusive. It's very interesting, Zach and Shulchan Aruch. And it's not Pashit. The Mishnah Berurah finishes off with a bracha. I may suggest it's a little chiluk, which I don't think the Achronim are really masking with it. The Shulchan Aruch ostensibly says the same thing twice. It's Kuf Pei Gimel, the last Sif, Yud Beis, Osa Lavorach, Vu Oisik B'malachtai. You're not going to make a bracha and do things. For they bring a Yushalmi, the Be'er Goyle brings a Yushalmi. Yushalmi says they do combine the two brachas, Noidelecha and Rachem, into one bracha, so be mevat not to be mevatel time from the balabas of the melacha they're working from. They stopped, he gave them a meal, he stopped them to eat, the bench, he went on a bench, a long bench. And today we don't do it because the balabas, maybe they are makbid, they're embarrassed to say it, but they're not makbid on it. So they combined it, so the Yushalmi says, Omrav no, Zoysa meres kishim avorech, osalas melacha. Otherwise, why did they have to be makatsa, the two brachas into one? Let them bench and then do their work. We'll find later is a sishita like that. You let them bench and work. So I would show me that you're not allowed to do malocha. Come on, everybody brings his marim mokum for these halachas. Halachas twice in Shulchan Aruch. The end of Kuf Pei Gimel, and it's in Kuf Tzadik Aleph, also the last halacha. And last halacha it says, Osa lasas malocha, boidim avarach. Not to do malocha when you're benching. Zokter Mo, V'chein Hula El. The same before, means Kuf Pei Gimel. Now, you'll see by the end, I'm not choylik here, but they're not exactly the same. They're not exactly the same. Because one, the Kuf Pei Gimel says, Osa Lavorach, Weisig Malachter. You're working and you start benching. Logically, you can hear there's a little difference. It's a hergish of svara. And the second one is also las malacha boidem avarach. He's benching and now he's doing malacha. The most of the time, it's mamish the same. The mamish the same. And the Yushalmi, the goyin. Interesting, the goyin brings Yushalmi only one of the two places, not in both places. But the above they learn, that's the din that Yushalmi says. That is a very nagir de kataz. That's what I'm saying. That's why it's an inclusive halacha. I don't want to go through the whole thing. You should look at the taz. The taz says over here, he says in Kuf Pei Gimel, it's a famous taz. Taz actually, he says that on this, that if you do it, sorry, it's in the end of Kuf Tzadik Aleph. The taz right here at the end. Also, last malacha, I be Yushalmi Machirza from the Mai with the Poilim over there. There, why shouldn't they make two bracha? Why they have to skip a bracha? Let them say, do the work. Amar Rav Manoah, Zoy Samaris, Shalsa Las Malacha, Ach Yivorach. Hitakti Zeh Kadesh Loi Tita Loima, this is Dafka Din for Bishas, Vichas Amoz, and Amar Bas, Osa Mesid, the Loi Bishah Brachas, Oit Tfilah. You're not allowed to do anything else. Make an aroi, and this it says, You're making the mitzvahs haruah. It's a very color of the kazakh. I mean, for myself, you're not to do anything. You know, you forgot to pick up, put a key in your pocket in the middle of benching. I remember you put the key in your pocket. You're not supposed to do it. Not supposed to do other zachen. Let's say that we're not mechonich that way. But he says, he goes on, and it's in all mitzvahs like that. And the Mogram goes even further also. Says, they also, because of the problem, nearly that feel a tashmish kawasalasis. Not something that you have to work and you're going to get up here. So with two halachas. Yeah, so very interestingly, the Mishnah Berurah, there's l'chore stira to this. Thank you. There's l'chore, there's a stira to that in Hilchos Kriyas Shema. And sometimes you have to be Mayan in the Mishnah Berurah. There's like a six word Mishnah Berurah. It says like this in Samach Gimel. Horeisik memoach that Zion v'rotza likras krishma yizbata memalachta atchi kipashi rishoina kadei shloi kakari aroi. The Loshon aroi is from the Yishan in Yuma. The Gemara usually uses that Loshon of that shouldn't be aroi. Is mashma only for how long? Actually, kapashi rishayna. The rest of krishma you can do your malacha. Yeah. You look in your test in the Mishnah Berurah. It's very easy to misquote. At the last, he adds, v'ayin lekaman simon kuf tzadikala betaz sifkot nala v'tzorchi in godel. That's my man asking from this halacha. It says you're allowed to do it. And Zog Damas, I wanted to say that some a little guy. I wanted to say some Achlokes Yerushalmi and Bavli, but Chmoygahat. I mean, you're starting up with the going with all the Mefoshim on that thing. That's a Achlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi. They all bring a raya for the Mokka to the Salach, one to the other. The going starts through the Gemara on Tezayin and Brochas. That's the Gemara from Kriyas Shema. The Maisa is. I found in the Melchemes on the Gemara and Tez Zion in Brochas says Yishalmi's Machmer. It's interesting, they don't bring it down. It's a Yishalmi's Machmer. The Tzorki in God was nothing. Agav in the Dirshu Mishnah Beru, they bring down from, I forgot his name, one of the Dayanim, I think in Bnei Barak, Asked and Eyes Nakasha, the Mishnah Beru brings down on this in Kufpei. That b'di'evad, if you oisik malachta, you yotzer b'di'evad. It's like gora mishika. If he's shika and makes a brach, he's also not in full possession of his faculties make a brach. Even in any yochel l'dabef ne'amelech. He has Mari Rosa, Eisen Akasha, shika, and b'abichas hamozen, he's a lot of bench l'chatchila. It's a fish. He's not a ben shechatchila. Here it's only b'di'evet, the Mishnah Berurah, but a mocha, the mocha is wrong. I mean, it's a difficult mocha because he's a klor. B'di'evet, if he was Isaac, so he doesn't have to ben shov, he's yotzer. He's not goyim in Ashika. He is goyim in Ashika. Ashika is not a ben shechatchila. And here it's only b'di'evet. The lives with a kasha. I wanted to say, Efshad, that like as Marama said, maybe they're not the same. Aroi, they're both aroi. If you're benching and you start doing something, or you're doing something, and then you start benching, in either way, it's aroi. Each one competes with the other. But could be that if you're benching, and then you start doing something, there's a zilzal in the baruch also. So there's two chasrinas. Actually, there's two chasrinas. So they're not, that's why I said I'm not going to start up the remote. Most of them are the same. But could be the Chafetz Chaim asked from one to the other, but could be there is a nuance of a difference between them. It's a hergezach. I can hear that somebody telling me he doesn't understand there's a difference. There's a difference. You're benching, and now you're snagging zach to start doing malacha. So rachutz that they're both aroi, but it's a zozan a bracha. Mashenkin, if I'm doing malacha already, it's less of a zozan malacha, but I bench also. If you learn like that, then there's a shtickle makam to be mechalik. Over there were poilim, and they were working, that kizman krishma came, so they want to say krishma, well, you gotta stop doing malacha, and not do Kriyas Shema, and invite them, because there, if they're doing, they're doing the mitzvah, and now they're doing malacha. By the case of Birchas Hamazon, they stopped working and they ate. So they're not working anymore, they're eating, and they have to bench after eating. So now they're benching. So they say, start benching, and let them continue doing their work. But there they were working already. They stopped them. They stopped. Chazal stopped them and said, you have to stop. You go back to work. If I keep doing my work, I'm doing my mitzvah, doing the work. Mashenken over there, where I was already doing, I stopped. I wasn't doing anything. I was eating. The problem was eating. And now they start benching. Hey, Tom, no, you do your bench and keep doing your work. It could be that's more of a zozel than the other. That's some. It's clear in the achronim that those that are not don't differentiate between them. They don't hold there's a chilek, but it's not that in Hergish could be there's a chilek. They're both not good. One is worse than the other. But they're very important. I will have some time. If I have a minute, there's something else from last week. A very interesting zach. Let me tell you over Maisa first, and it's very nageya. Moshe Reichman told me that a lawyer of theirs was in court when the case before them was settled by the judge. So after the judge gave his ruling, one of the lawyers, the losing lawyers, ran over and he told the judge, that's not fair. So the judge tells him, this is a court of law, not a court of justice. It's a merit of the but I'm not saying the law of the Yosef. Yaakov Yosef, the Rabbi Kelly Shlom said the same, of New York said the same thing. Yaakov Yosef. This is a court of law. We have a law. It's not fair. Ganz Shulchan Aruch is not fair. Because in this world, it's a bezin of law, not of justice. I'm saying the Keshet before is, it's a very koliastic azach. There's a murdika limit from this. The Yaakov Yosef said, the Mishpatim, in Mishpatim, deep down they're also chukim. Daf nisan, the Mishpatim zan noichet chukim. The law, not justice. The poor man stole a bread from a gvir because he didn't have what to eat. Layol zaganev ki yignav ki roevu. Not terrible. A rich man stole a bread from a poor man, took his last bread from him. Both pay careful. Not only that, if the poor man, I mean, if all the details doesn't have money to pay, the consumption fund avid loses part of his Kedushas Yisrael. Why? Can't pay careful. Yeah? Where's the justice? This guy didn't need it. This guy needed it. Who's Yosha? It's not Yosha. It's a cut of law. Yosha is Dortmund. When you come there, they straighten out the Yashris. That's not forgotten. Grummer ben Azokin. Grummer ben Azokin. You put down poison, your neighbor's animals eat them, you pot them, and I killed them. But you didn't kill them, but you're done. I'm not potter. They're potter. Not only that, in Sod Vashes, Yavodib Shlomo likes to say it over. I'd like to argue with it, but he said, if you stole something for somebody and you didn't give back to him, and if he would have invested it, it would have doubled. And that 100 years later, would have been worth 10 times what you stole. The money and oil and was for the 10 times, not for the 1 time. This time, in this world, once. Karen, off, careful. There's so many aspects that are counted in. They don't go into Yosef. The law, that's law. That's what he meant, Yaakov Yosef. He said, deep down, the Mishpatim also. What's the cycle in this? Because we're not here, that's the limit. That's why it's a very important sugan. We're not here for this world. We're here for this world, for Yenevelt. The Yosha is Yenevelt because that's the Kevelt, not this world. And that's why Mishpat, in this world, there's a law. The laws, that's how the Banish of it, that's how you have to feel the world. The Chagav, the Chofetz Chaim, he said, Atzua Tomem Pa'aloi, Ki Chol Ruach of Mishpat. Mishpat. It's not against, like he said, I mean, a judge puts a guy into jail, his wife and the family also suffer. There's nobody to support him. The Rebbe said, could be it's not 100% like that. In the not that I'm not chilek with him, but in doing the mishpat in this world, sometimes they can suffer that they don't deserve to suffer. He didn't have money to pay. They sold him to an Evadivri. The Chofetz Chaim said, look how important it is to pay off a debt. And he couldn't pay it off. They sold them all into Avdus. Avdus is Mutter Nashif Kananis. Right? As a child, with her, he says, Bezionis. The kids call this, these Savodin. The kid running around. He called him Abba. He's Abba. Abba for 6 years, and then he gets kicked out, unless he says, I have to, if he goes out. That's how important it is to pay back. The Chofetz Chaim made this dig from it. How important it is to pay off the Chavis. But ultimately, the Olam HaEmes is where the final account that the Moran Ram used to say, that you start Rosh Hashanah, Hato Zoycha Mas Olam, Poiket Yisrael Kedem, Metchilim Lachtva, it's all Nageh Turiya, it's all Nageh Russia. Groma, Hein L'Toiv, Hein L'Mutav. Somebody killed somebody else. Are you going to have Dervis? I said, Rashi, you had Dervis, you are responsible to all these, Oiv Da Hashem are not here. On the other hand, you save somebody's life, and now he has a huge family of people that are Oiv Da Hashem, the Davan, it all accrues to his credit. It gets finished when the world is finished. That's when the cheshbon, when the adding machine or the subtracting machine stops working. Because that's the Olam of Yosha. This is the Olam of Mishpat. And I'm saying the reason why we're set up that way, if you want to set up that way, was that we should remember that what happens there, you're not getting away with it, because that's where the final cheshbon, the final term for a person's life, the end, and his long life is dot nishdo. I think that's one chiddush. If the Olam of, give 2 minutes, it is a chiddush. It's from Rabbi Lapian, no less, from Bar Musa. When David HaMelech took Bathsheba, right, so Nosan HaNovi gave him a story. There was a rich man, it was a poor man, they were neighbors, he had a lamb, he lived with the lamb, that was his whole Metzias. The rich man made a party for his friends, and he was chasan, using his own animals, he grabbed the lamb, took the lamb, killed the lamb. David HaMelech, here's this from Nosan HaNovi, he says, Ben Mothers, this capital crime for stealing? Not capital crime. Maybe if Olam HaEmes stole the money because he deprived this poor man of, but not in this world. A Melech condemned with Yosha. It's a big chiddush. The Melech condemned with Yosha without Mishpat. In other words, when he said Ben Mothers, David HaMelech could have killed him. He meant that when he said Ben Mothers, he deserved to get killed. It wouldn't be over Le Sitzach. That's a kind of Melech. Melech has Mishpat. That Pasuk says, Mishpatecha leben Melech tein. Ein Bez, Ein Aleph, and Tehillim. Mishpatecha, what's Mishpatecha leben Melech? Yes, what's my Ben Melech? Shlomo HaMelech. My first name means Shlomo HaMelech. Ben, give him Mishpat. What's his aggressor, Yachas, and all the Dayanim, the whole Sanhedrin? Tehi is a bigger Yachsan. Because he can do Mishpat, law, justice in this world, he can do it that nobody else can do. That's a koyach of a malach. It's tamach. It's zaitik a chiddush. But should be zoich to keep the important things in Shulchan Aruch and not minimize the unimportant, the lesser halachas, but the ones that are very negeya, that like I said, they're inclusive on the whole Shulchan Aruch. So, I'm